Starting today, surgery should be a little bit safer. Doctors, nurses, and technicians in operating rooms across the country will now follow rules to reduce mistakes. These rules were developed after some patients had the wrong leg amputated or the wrong kidney removed. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on the new standards from the Joint Commission on Accreditation of Healthcare Organizations.
Dr. Russell Massaro is in charge of accrediting hospitals for the Joint Commission. He likens the new standards to fail-safe mechanisms in the airline industry.
You got to lift the cover before you throw the switch. You got to think about it. Well, we're trying to put enough covers on switches in healthcare so that when you finally do go to throw the switch, you know it's the one you want to throw.
And in the case of medicine, that's why the new rules for surgery make sure doctors have the right patient and are doing the right procedure in the right place.
Well, pinch on your foot here, okay?
Operating room 23 at UCLA Medical Center. Surgery teams here have been working under the new standards ever since the Joint Commission announced them about a year ago. Today, dialysis patient David Gear is receiving a new kidney.
2007. Great, that's enough. And I'll take a kidney now.
Transplant surgeon Tom Rosenthal works on what's called the back table, literally trimming fat and even excess muscle from the donor kidney, readying it for transplant.
So when we sew this in, we're going to sew the artery in, the vein in, and the ureter in. And that's the whole operation.
But before surgery begins, at Rosenthal's instruction, everyone freezes for just a few seconds.
We're going to call a timeout. All right. We've got David Gear, ID number 2376421.
Okay.
I wonder what the procedure is.
Cataract renal transplant. Dr. Rosenthal is a surgeon.
Did you confer, Jason?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's it.
This time out is a double and in some cases triple check of the patient's name and surgical procedure. In addition, surgeons also have to mark the patient's skin at the site of surgery, and the mark cannot be questionable. For example, Rosenthal says an X won't work.
Does X mean that's the side you're supposed to do, X marks the spot, or is X meaning no, like, you know, the universal sign for no?
Surgeons can write their initials or they can write yes on a line representing the proposed incision. Rosenthal says patients say they appreciate the effort to make sure everything's correct, and so do surgical team nurses and technicians.
There's no absolutely foolproof system to keep something untoward from happening, but the more steps you put into place where you create redundancy, the more likely you are to catch something.
Hospital reporting of mistakes is voluntary, so health officials really have no precise idea how many surgical mistakes are made each year. Even so, the Joint Commission has seen a steady increase in reports over the past few years. Commission official Massaro hopes the new standards will change that. And because they're the same for hospitals and surgery centers across the country, he says doctors, nurses, and technicians shouldn't get confused if they work for more than one hospital.
We should be able to reduce the frequency of this to zero. There is no reason why this cannot be reduced to zero, nor do I think we will stop until it is.
At Stanford University, anesthesiologist David Gaba has been researching patient safety for years. He says these standards are important because the cornerstone of patient safety is teamwork.
One of the things I think we've learned from other high-hazard industries that are considered high-reliability organizations is any member of the team has the right to stop the line, so to speak, using the assembly line metaphor. And in the same way in healthcare, all the members of the team have to be empowered to speak up and even stop proceedings if there's a potential error about to happen.
But not all hospitals and surgical centers will necessarily be following the new standards. The Joint Commission accredits most hospitals, but it accredits only 20% of surgery centers, and it's not known how many of them will adopt the new rules. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.